as I get ready and look for clothes to wear, I just took a shower, I'm going to do this audio boo. Just as a horrible visual. But anyways, in the shower, I thought of something completely random, like always, and it was because I grew up playing t-ball and baseball, softball, whatever, I was always taught to, like, keep your eye on the ball and follow through, and also hit away. To me, that kind of served as a metaphor, because keep your eye on the prize sort of thing, and then also follow through with what you say by fucking doing it. Someone that, one of the photographers that's been meaning supposedly to work with me, he keeps like saying like, yeah, yeah, for sure, let's do this project, blah, blah, but he never follows through. And so finally, I think it's been like a few times now, I'm just like, okay, I'm noticing a pattern with you. And he's like, what pattern is that? And then I completely ignored him. So if you can't figure out what the fuck you're doing wrong or, like, whatever, like, I don't really have time to explain. And that's your bad. I mean, sometimes I will if it's something I care about or someone I care about. But with someone that I don't even know, who's just, like, off the internet and I don't even really talk to, if you keep saying something, fucking do it. Like, I delete people like that. And even someone else, or there's always people online that will want to pitch you their projects. Like, yeah, we'll work together. We'll do this. We'll launch this site. You can be a part of it doing this. And then they go ghost. Where the fuck are they? So, I don't know. I guess the whole thing was just me in my mind, like thinking about baseball. And just, like, keep your eye on the ball and follow through with your hit. Knock it out of the park. And I remember my first t-ball game. One of my first games, I was a Red, like Chicago Red. And I forgot what team I was playing. So they saw me walk up. I forgot how old I was. And then the coach yells, okay, everybody move in. It's a girl. You know, like, move in, move in. So I got up there like, fuck them. And I ended up hitting a grand slam because everybody was so close. Like, they really moved in close infield, and I knocked it out. And I ran really fast at that point. They didn't know that I had four brothers, and I'm used to running. So, it's the whole, like, I guess also judging people for what they might seem like. Like, I know a lot of people might see me, and they think that I'm younger. Like, I'm 20. I usually get that I'm, like, 22 or early 20s, but now I'm 31, and I know what the fuck you're talking about. I've had experience doing certain things with life, and I'm not stupid. So come again with whatever you're saying. So I don't know if that works as an advantage for me because I look younger, but then I know more than what it seems like, and also because I'm in the beauty industry and I dress a certain way, more girly than I would, like, I don't know, a librarian, like, I don't know what smart girls are supposed to look like, but, yeah, it's definitely interesting I was actually talking to someone last night, and I told him about my podcast, someone that I was working with doing hair, and he's like, what? He's like, you have a background, you have a blog, like, doing that sort of stuff, being a blogger and podcaster and doing, like, online marketing. I'm like, yeah, that's what I do. He's like, oh, great, we're trying to market our movie. And then I'm just like, yeah, that's why you're going to hire me to do that. And then all of a sudden it was like, ha, 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 ha. Anyways, so I think I'll do fine with my new project. for those of you listening, maybe like one person that know about it, but I will be announcing it later as soon as I get my site like semi-decent. I'm still working on it and also researching about stuff, talking to different people. So thank you very much for all your help. And if you want to know more about it, you can hit me up on a DM on either Facebook or Twitter, @reply, whatever. I mean, there's obviously ways to get a hold of me online. All right. Have a good day. Peace.